for our kids. Amen. But if you got your Bibles, go ahead and turn over to Romans chapter number 8. Amen. Good to have all our visitors here. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you today. Good to have everybody here. Amen. Amen. Thank you today, Jesus. Thank you today. Amen. Amen. Oh, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. One verse, verse number 28 of Romans chapter 8, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Let us pray. Lord, we thank You today, Jesus, that we come to lift You up today. Lord, we thank You that we can come, Lord, and give You that praise and glory today. And Lord, we thank You for Your holy word that You've given us this day. And Lord, I pray that You would anoint me to speak this word, that You would anoint the ears to receive it today. And Lord, we bind any hindering spirit and we plead Your blood upon the remainder of this service. Let me say nothing more, nothing less than what You'd have me to say today. And Lord, I know if anything's going to come of this service, Lord, it's because of You and not any flesh. But I ask, Lord, that Your will is going to be done. I ask today, Lord, that hearts will be stirred, that hearts will be challenged today. And Lord, I pray that fires will begin to burn today. And Lord, I praise You today for all that You've done and for what You're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. How many knows today that the day is the Lord's day? Amen, amen. So let us just lift our hearts up and rejoice in Him today. Amen. That verse there, as I read that verse there, I was praying this week and I was at my little altar at the house there. I don't kneel at the altars a lot. I kneel at them, but I usually end up laying on my back beside them. Amen. Praying. But I was asking the Lord what I need to speak on today. And the Lord just run a thought right through my mind there. And as I thought about this, I began to dwell on it a lot. I began to ponder in my spirit. Lord, what are You saying to us? What are You saying? Because I feel like every time the Lord deals with our heart, He lays a word in front of us. He puts a thought in our mind. He's talking to us in an area. He's talking to us for a reason. Amen. And the Lord laid this in my heart. I want to read that very verse again. It says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Amen. Amen. According to His purpose. Amen. Amen. According to His purpose. Amen. Church, there's a little bit in that thing, in that scripture right there. It says all things. All things. And as I was praying, that's what run through my mind, Brother Steve. All things. Brother Barr, I thought about that. How can I apply that to my walk in the Spirit? Amen. How can I apply that to my walk? Amen. As I worship the Lord, as I serve the Lord, how can I apply that to my walk as I grow and mature in the Lord? All things. Amen. As I thought about that, I said, Lord, Lord, don't that open up a whole big brand new picture before my eyes? Amen. Amen. We know that all things work together. Amen. For the good. Amen. To them that are called according to God's purpose. Amen. Let me tell you, church, we've got to realize one thing. As I read that, all things, it does what? It works together for what? The good. Amen. And I thought about that. I put highlight over around the for good. What is for good? If I were to stand up everybody in this building and ask you the question, what does that stand for in your life? For good. All things work for good. Amen. All things work for good. Amen. How does it benefit your life, Brother Steve? For the good. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Nixon? I'm saying sometimes we don't understand what's going on. Sometimes we think we need an explanation. Sometimes we need to see a sign. Amen. But I'm telling you, if it's in Christ Jesus, it's for your good today. Amen. Amen. It may not be Brother Nixon's way. It may not be your way. But if it's God's way, that's what really matters. And church, we've got to trust in His way, because all things, amen, all things work together for the good. Amen. Of them that love Him, to them that are called according to His purpose. Amen. Amen. But the problem is this. That very little bit there says, for good. What is your definition today for good? Amen. What is your definition for good? Amen. Amen. Brother Donald said something there Wednesday night after church. Brother Donald Odom, he said, "Oh, you stepped on our toes again, Brother Nick." Amen. Amen. But you know what? It's for good. Amen. I said, Brother Donald, stepped on my own toes. See, amen, too. Why? Because the Lord says it's for good. Amen. Brother Sexton, we don't know sometimes why we find ourselves a-crying out, a-praying and seeking God for a need, a trial in our life. But I tell you, according to God's Word, it's for our good. Amen. And church, if we'll keep that, then all things work together. Amen. All things are for our benefit. All things for our help spiritually. All things are in His ideals. All things are in His ways today. All things must be in His ways and must must be in His direction and must be for our good if we trust in Him. But we have to learn to trust in Him. Amen. Church, if we can't trust in the Lord, we can't never trust in nobody. If you trust in man, you're going to fail. Amen. Because man will hurt you, man will cause you to fall if you get your eyes on man. But I'm telling you what, if you'll keep your eyes on Jesus Christ today, I can guarantee you one thing, all things will be alright. Why? Because one day this life is going to end. One day that undertaker is going to come if the Lord tarries. But I tell you one thing, it's all going to be for the good if you leave this world with Jesus in your heart. Amen, church. That's why he said you've got to trust in him. That's why he said you've got to depend upon him. That's why he said you've got to sell out and belong to him. Why? Because that scripture right there has power. God's Word has power. It says, but we know that all things, amen, do we really know this morning that all things work together for good to them that love God, amen, to them who are called according to His purpose. Notice His purpose. Notice His purpose. Not Brother Nixon's purpose. Not Brother Wayne's purpose. Not Brother Steve's purpose. Not Brother Carl's purpose. Not Brother Sexton's purpose. He said, according to His purpose. Amen. Maybe the Lord had you run out of gas for a reason, because somebody was going to stop and try to help you, and you was going to be able to witness to them. Amen. Maybe the Lord had you have to go into work late today. Why? Because the Lord had somebody that you needed to talk to. Amen. But I tell you, church, we've got to realize before good and His purpose and all things, you connect all three of these things together, and you see that His ways are higher than our ways. I just got to stay on His way. Amen. I just got to continue the path that He laid before me. Amen. Amen. Listen here. John chapter 1 verse 3 says, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. There's that again. All things. Amen. Listen here. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Amen. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Amen. It is God that justifies. There's that again. All things, church. Amen. Church, all things. Amen. I'm trying to get a message across here today that you're not fighting this battle alone today. You're not walking in the valley alone today. You're not in the valley of despair alone today, because all things belong to Him. And if you're one of His children today, you're in His hands today. Amen. 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 God be for us. Who can be against us today? Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us today? Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6 and 7 says, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Verse number 7, bearing all things, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endure all things. Now it's not talking about the world. It's talking about your spiritual walk, your spiritual talk, your spiritual relationship with the Lord today. Amen. He says, beareth all things. He said, believeth all things. He says, hopeth all things and endure all things. How can I beareth all things alone? I'm telling you today, church, I cannot tote all things alone this morning, and neither can you. I don't care how physically shaped you are, how strong you think you are today, you cannot beareth all things. Amen. But I'm telling you what, there's one that says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly and gentle of heart. Amen. What's he saying? He's saying, beareth all things. I can't beareth all things, but I tell you, Brother Wilbur, I know one that can beareth all things. And His name is Jesus today. Amen. Now, I don't know what the Lord was saying today. I don't know who this message is for. It may be for me. It may be for you. It may be for everybody in here. But I can tell you one thing. That Word brings life, and that Word produces life, and that Word will produce a spiritual walk that will bring you to the place that you can grow in the Lord and get stronger in the Lord. Amen. But I'm telling you one thing. If you're trying to bear it on your own, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. I'll go ahead and set the record straight. You're going to fail if you're trying to bear all things on your own. Amen. All things belong to Him today. Amen. There's things I don't understand. There's things I'll never understand. There's things I don't have a reason for why they happen. Amen. But I don't understand. Amen. I don't understand. But I know one thing, Brother Steve. If I simply come back to Him and I bear up what He's laid in my heart and trust in Him, He'll get me through that trial. I stand upon the rock again and hold my hands up and worship Him. Why? Because He's carried me too far, church, and He's not going to give up on us now. Amen. With all things, I got to bear all things. Amen. 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 being a pastor and a preacher that has a little bit different outlook on some things that you might say. But I can tell you one thing. We got to trust in Him. You learn to trust. You learn to depend. And you learn that if you're going to make it, it's through the grace of God. Amen. I don't care how much studying you do to be able to preach a message. I don't care how much preparation, how much knowledge you get, how many books you read, how many people you talk to, interview, you witness to people, hear testimonies. I'm telling you, Sister Betty, there comes a time that you've got to lay all that down and you've got to stand up and say, wait a minute, Lord. If I'm going to bear this, it's for through the grace of God, and I've got to have help to continue on. Amen. And church, when you find that, Brother Bob, you always find yourself right on your knees or back on your back of praying and trusting in God. Why? Because I believe sometimes that we think, Uncle Jay, we can walk through this world. We can miss and cheat everything that comes our way. We can miss all the obstacles. We can go around all the right curves and go over the right hills. But I'm telling you, there's coming a time that you're going to have to bear all, and you better be in Jesus when it comes that time. Amen. He says, bear all things. Amen. In other words, a good soldier has got to bear all things. Amen. Amen. When I first come up here, I could read this without these glasses. Amen. He said, believeth all things. Amen. Believeth all things. I'm not talking about that world. We're talking about our spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ today. He said, believeth all things. Amen. If God tells me I got to trust in Him more, if the Lord tells me I got to sell out to Him and get closer to Him, I'm telling you, I got to believe in Him, all things that He tells me. I got to trust in Him. I got to depend upon Him. Because, church, without that, I'm going to die on the vine. And there's going to come a time that I'm going to find myself spiritually weak. Amen. But if I believe all things, what's it talking about right here? It's talking about from Genesis all the way over to Revelation. He said, you believeth all things. You believeth all things. Amen. I can't take just one book. I can't take the book of Romans and not use 1st and 2nd Corinthians. I can't take the book of Matthew and the book of Genesis and say, that's all I need. I got to believe all things. Amen. There comes a time in my spiritual walk that the Lord's going to come and He's going to deal with me. He's going to bring me to that place. He's going to put me through trials. He's going to put me through tests. Amen. I don't understand why He does it, but I know as I read in that first very verse, it's for my good. Amen. For all things work together for the good of them who are called according to God's purpose. Let me tell you, church, if I'll simply just bear all things that He lays in my path and trust in Him and keep my eyes upon Him, let me tell you, when all the smoke's clear and all the dust settles, I'm still going to be standing upon that rock. Amen. Amen. But church, that devil's going to tell you, he's going to try to persuade you that he's put more on you than he has the one sitting in the pew ahead of you. He's put more on you than the one sitting across the church from you. He's put more on you than your neighbor up and down the road. I'm bearing more than my share today. Amen. I'm believing more than what he's believing today. My mother touched on this in Sunday school today. She said when she first got, the first time she got saved, she said they used to go skiing a lot at the lake up there, Daddy and all of us. I reckon I wasn't around. I don't know anyhow. Amen. But she said she got saved and they laid a mold out in front of her that she had to walk and she felt like she couldn't do it. So she went up to the lake in a dress. Amen. It wasn't long she fell out because she couldn't live by harsh standard that man had laid before her. Amen. And she told herself, if I ever get saved again, I'll not follow man's ideals. I'll not let man load me down. I'll not believe all things that man says, but I'm simply going to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling of heart. I'm telling you, church, it don't matter how your neighbor is beside you. It don't matter what they wear. What matters is what you have between you and the Lord. Amen. You bear all things. You believe us all things that come from above. Amen. Don't listen to everything you hear from man, but you listen to what you hear from God. And you let that be your guide today, and let that be your roadmap today. Amen. Because I'm telling you, man will bear you up. Man will load you up. Because what we find we want to do today in society is I've got so many problems I can't total no more. I want to find me a brother or sister and dump my load on him. Amen. That ain't God's way. That ain't God's way. God's way is you trust in Him and He'll bear you up and He'll strengthen you and He'll help you with that load today. Amen. He'll do that today. But church, if you're bearing all things that God gives you, if you're believing in all things, then He says you can hope in all things. Amen. You can hope in all things. Got to read that first verse again. It says, for we know that all things work together. Together. Notice the word together for good to them that love God. All things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. He says, hope all things. Hope is all things. Oh, church, if we didn't have no hope, what would we do today? Amen. How many of you got hope in this building? Amen. I got hope in this building this morning. Amen. My hope is not in Brother Nixon. My hope is not in my daddy. But my hope is in my Jesus Christ. Amen. That saved me. That washed me. That redeemed me. Amen. Amen. And He bears up things. And He bears up things. And I believe all that He said today. Why? Because that's where my hope is at today. It's in Him today. And in Him alone must I trust today. Amen. We have a world today. You know, there's nothing wrong. Me and a preacher was talking here a week or so ago, talking about, he said this, he said, when I first got saved, he said, I just knew the Lord was going to come. He said, I didn't worry about nothing down the road. Amen. Now he's reached the age of retirement, and he said, I should have planned a little better, I think, than what I planned. He said, I want to tell you something you need to plan. He said, you need to make arrangements. He said, I'm still looking for the Lord to come today. He said, I'm still looking for Him to come. If He don't come down, looking for Him tomorrow. But he says, you've got to use the wisdom that God gives you. You've got to be prepared. And church, I'm telling you, if your hope is only in this financial security that you've got in this life, you're going to miss it today. Amen. I'm not telling you to diminish one thing that you have. You need to accumulate things for later on, for your family, for your loved one, for your children, for your wife. Amen. You need to do all that. But let me tell you, the greatest hope that you have is in that you know that you're going to stand before Him one day and He's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I tell you, if you're going to get to that point, Brother Weber, there's going to be times I got to bear all things. Because there's going to be the time that I got to believe in all things. There's going to be times that I got to say, my hope is in all things that He said for me, for all things. Together for the good of them that love Him. Amen. Who are called according to His purpose. Amen. That little phrase says all things. It didn't say part of the things. If I was to ask how many has been through trials, you didn't think you could make it through. Everybody in this building would raise their hand. Amen. But I can tell you one thing. All things come to pass. Notice the word past. Past tense. All things come to pass. Amen. There's going to come a time, there's going to come a day that trial's going to be behind you. There's going to be a time and there's going to come a time and a day that you can hold your head up and say, Lord, I still love You and I'm still trusting You. There's going to come a time and there's going to come a day that I can just thank You for what He's done for me. Amen. And church, if you've got that hope in your mind that you know that all things are going to come to pass, amen, you can walk another day, you can talk another hour, you can rise up another morning and say, I'm going to fight another battle. Why? Because all things will come to pass. Amen. 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 It's always the darkest right before the dawn. Amen. Listen to this here. Amen. Oh, here's one here. You know, I wish they'd left this out of the Bible, but the Lord didn't leave it out. He said, endureth all things. Endureth all things. One script said, endureth all things like a good soldier. Amen. Endureth all things. Amen. That's hard to do, church. Endureth all things. Amen. 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 Our eyes got opened the other night, didn't you, Brother Greg, about it? Endureth all things. Amen. Amen. But I can tell you one thing, church. When we make it to heaven, it's going to be worth everything you had to endure. It's going to be worth every obstacle you had to crawl over. It's going to be worth every tear that you ever cried. It's going to be worth every pain that you ever felt in my heart to make it to heaven and to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. The Bible said, he that endureth the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. I can't promise you when you get saved that everything is going to be roses. Amen. That the butterflies are going to fly. Amen. And he told Nick, I see. Where's she at? There she is. When he went off on this trip for all these days. Amen. She said, son, when you call me, don't act so depressed. Amen. And I said, no, Nick, you got to. She tells me this all the time. I said, no, you got to get in the phone when you talk. Just remember the butterflies are flying around and the birds are chirping in the phone. Amen. I said, just get some of your buddies around there. Let them start chirping in the phone when you call her. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, church, it ain't going to be that way. No, sirree. I don't care what Hollywood tried to tell you life is like. It's not like it is in that TV. There's a real world out here, and I got news for you. You're living in it today. Amen. But I tell you, if you'll endure all things, you're going to make heaven your home today. Amen. Amen. And I think that's where we fell out so much. We've seen a fairy tale world that's been presented before us. If I can just get to that. If I can just get my family to that. If I can just get my house over that. If I can get to that, all's going to be well. It ain't that away. It ain't that away. From page one of that Bible, God created. He began to create. Then He come on over. He said, let us make man in our own image. Amen. You know, man does pretty good when he's by himself. Right by himself. Now, I'm not talking about man and woman. I'm not going about this. Woman, a woman, she'll do pretty good when she's by herself. Nobody else around to get in trouble with. Nobody else to argue with. Amen. You ain't got nobody to argue with. You can't argue with yourself. Amen. But man created another. He created a woman. Then there was two of them. Man and woman. And from that very point, church, guess what happened? We begin to find man begin to fail. Man begin to fall. Man begin to have heartache. Man begin to suffer. It's part of life. It's part of life. Whether I like it or not, it's part of life. But I can tell you one thing. Through this life, through this hardship, I got to bear all things. Because I looked in that daddy's eyes today, this morning when I was at his house, or his daddy's house, and I thought, my Lord, he's been through so much. My heart just went out. I said, Lord, please help him. Please help him. Please help him. Please help him. And I got a great illustration how our Heavenly Father takes care of us. He was sitting in that swing, had his head in both of his hands. Several of us sitting around there. All of a sudden, the front door opened up. Here come this old feeble man. Barely could go, Mr. Williams. He kept right on going. One jumped out of a chair and said, sit down, Mr. Williams. No, he kept right on going. Right on over to that son with his head over in his hand. He stood there and he put his hand on him. Mr. Williams, you know him, he's not in good health. Can't hardly talk much. He rubbed that back, rubbed that back, rubbed that back. Stand there and you just smack a little bit, rub that back. See the hurt all over him. That son jumped up, got his daddy by the arm, helped him right on back in the house. But that daddy was there to help him bear it. He didn't have strength. He didn't have strength to hardly walk, Brother Steve. But he seen that son hurting. He seen that son going through torment. That daddy got up and he went over to his son. He didn't want to sit out. He wanted to help him bear it. He wanted to help him bear it. And I got news for you today. I don't care how low you are this morning, how heavy your heart is today. Your Heavenly Father is wanting to help you bear it this morning. He said, bear all things. He said, believeth all things. He said, hopeth all things and endure all things. Because I tell you, church, He'll lay His hand on you and He'll strengthen you today. But church, we got to accept that help when it's given to us. We got to accept that help when it's given to us. See, God's Word is very clear. It's very clear. He says very clearly in His Word there. Amen. Mark chapter 10 said, Jesus looking upon them said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Amen. With man it's impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible. I'm here to tell you, you may live in an impossible world, but you can serve a possible God. You can serve a God. His name is Jesus. Lord Jesus, Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, behold, I set before thee this day a door. I say unto thee that that door is open. But I say unto thee, it's thy responsibility to walk through that door.
Oh, shit. Church with every head bowed and every eye closed. Nobody moving around. Kids be still. Everybody respect the house of God. The Lord has set a door before us today.
He set a door before us today. He said, let me help you. Let me help you today. Let me help you today. Let me help you. I've seen your trials. I've seen your labors. I've seen your everything that you've been through. But I know your heart today. I know your heart today. Who will lift their hand and say, Brother Nick, will you pray for me this morning? Will you pray for me this morning? Amen. Thank you for those hands. More hands in the building. Thank you for those hands. They'll say, Brother Nick, will you pray for me today? Thank you for those hands. Amen. The Lord sees these hands that are lifted all in this building. We're going to pray right now. Lord, I ask right now, Jesus, that you would strengthen these that lifted their hands, Lord. Lord, you see what they're going through. You see the hardship that they're facing right now. But Lord, I pray that you would encourage them today, Lord. Lord, we know, Jesus, that you know what's happening in our lives today. The ones sitting around us, they may not have a clue. But Lord, you're never found clueless. You always know. I pray that you would encourage. I pray that you would strengthen. I pray, Lord, that you would let that fire burn in their hearts today. Lord Jesus, we know, Lord. We don't understand all things that happen, and we don't understand all things and the reason. But we simply know that we've got to endure all things. And Lord, we'll trust in you if we'll keep our eyes upon you and not this world. Lord, we're going to make it one day. We're going to make it. Lord, I'd like to ask right now, there's one in this building. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, if you lift your hand and say, Brother Nick, will you pray for me today? Will you pray for me today? Is there a hand in the building today that'll say, Brother Nick, will you pray for me today? I want to know Jesus. I want Him to be my personal Savior. I need help. I need help. I need encouragement. I need to get out of this rut I'm walking in today. Lord, will you help me today? Is there a hand in the building? Is there a hand in the building? Lord, you see every heart right now. I don't see a hand in the building. But I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you'll touch every heart in this building. That you'll let us realize that some things are impossible with man, but nothing is impossible with them that believe with God. Nothing is impossible. Lord, I pray today, Jesus, that our desire will be that to follow you. Our desires will be that to sell out to you. If you'd like to come to this altar and pray, come on up here. This altar's open. Lord, I pray right now, Jesus, that we must have a hunger, that we must have a thirst, that we must, Lord, have an appetite for spiritual food today if we're ever to be fed. I pray right now, Jesus, that you would give us that today. That you would give us that appetite. That you would give us that encouragement, Lord. Lord, that we would say, I'm not going to try to make it on my own. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus today. Lord, we plead your blood right now, Jesus. We cry out, Jesus, help us all today. Help us all, Lord. Let us keep our eyes upon you and not this world. Lord, we cry out today, Jesus. I don't know what all things are in my neighbor's life. I don't know what all things are in my family's life. But I know one who knows all things. And his name is Jesus today. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I cry out. Let your Spirit touch every heart. Let it move upon every individual. Jesus, right now, I pray that you would challenge every heart. Lord, that we would confess our faults, Lord, before you today. That we would ask you to forgive us of our sins. Lord, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, I praise you right now, Jesus, because I know, Lord, that we can't bear all things on our own. But we can with you today. We can with you today. Lord, I praise you right now, Jesus. I praise you right now, Jesus. Some of you brothers and sisters, come on down here and pray with some of these down here. Help them this morning. Pray with them. Encourage them today. Lord, we just plead your blood today. We plead your blood today, Jesus. We plead your blood today, Jesus. Lord, I cry out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you today, Jesus. We need you today, Jesus. Lord, we need you.